comb you had, asked Ishwar. Broken too. It was in my back pocket. I sat on it. That's the wrong place for a comb. It's meant for your head, not your bottom. Smile, Om. Your angry mouth does not suit your hero hairstyle. He winked at Manik to include him in the fun. With a puff like that, lots of girls will be after you. But don't worry, Om. I'll select a nice wife for you. A woman big and strong, with flesh enough for two. The train still showed no sign of moving. The men who had wandered outside came back with news that yet another body had been found on the tracks. Manik edged toward the door to listen. A nice, quick way to go, he thought. Maybe it has to do with the emergency, said someone. What emergency? Prime Minister made a speech on the radio early this morning, something about country being threatened from inside. Sounds like one more government tamasha. Why does everybody have to choose the railway tracks only for dying, grumbled another. No consideration for people like us. What is wrong with poison, or tall buildings, or knives? Manik Kola descended behind the uncle and nephew. Excuse me, he said, taking a letter from his pocket. I am new in the city. Can you tell me how to get to this address?
You are asking the wrong people.